Today's Thursday, August 15th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from IT8031. I am joined by Bradford Benn and Michael Trainer talking about ransomware. Bradford Benn starts off talking about what integrators can do to ensure their systems are protected from ransomware attacks.
Backup is good. Backup is really good. However, what happens if you back up the malware? And that's the thing that a lot of people kind of forget in this. So I also believe in having scan software. There's all different brands out there. I'm not going to try to tell you which is the right one or the wrong one just because, well, it's kind of like picking, you know, anything else. Is it Microsoft? Is it Mac? Is it Linux? Is it Ubuntu? Is it Red Hat? There are so many different flavors to talk about. There are some who say, if you create your data on a Windows machine, store it on an Ubuntu machine, because that way the malware won't cross. That may or may not be true. The other thing is, while everyone's looking at the malware and what it can do to the data, even if you had all of the information, what happens if the malware goes after your network switch? Or, as has been talked about, some of your AV devices, such as displays, goes after some of that directly and not actually after your computer. And that's a whole nother issue to look at. So I think it's a combination of two things: backup, 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 but also how do we come back from disaster recovery starting anew instead of fixing what we have? Because I hate to say it, sometimes it's better to nuke and pave than it is to try to fix everything, especially if you look at the time. Now, at some of these cities that have been hit by ransomware or malware, you don't have that opportunity because you can't turn the city off for 4 hours and then turn it back on. You can't turn a hospital off
but they
for
have
4 hours.
That's the thing. Hang on. They've had to. It was a city in Maryland that could not do business.
Right. And yes. But see, what Bradford's saying is absolutely right with that. So you know, we're talking about backup because this city had no backup. Like that is the most fundamental piece of this. But there's a whole business continuity and disaster recovery piece of this as well that goes into the equation. And if you're not thinking about business continuity as part of your overall disaster and backup contingency planning, then you're missing the boat, right? And I think my point was, this should not have happened, right? This city, there's no excuse for this occurring. Now, if they were down for a period of time while they're working to recover, that's a whole nother question about business continuity and disaster recovery planning and things like that. But they have nothing to recover. And I think that's the point here is, yes, can malware and ransomware lurk in your backups? And yes, they can. And a good backup solution will scan for that stuff. Now, will it catch 100%? No, but you're going to be able to go back to a point in time where you're going to be able to recover a certain amount of your information and be able to mitigate some of those damages.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.